Good afternoon. You are listening to Verum Sports on your Saturday afternoon. Of course you are. And we have got a Christmas cracking Verum Sports for you today. It is a true, true pleasure to welcome back to the show, friend of the show, Michael Wallace from the amazing Kickoff at 3. And we are joined also, coming back for another appearance of Verum Sports, Teo Odulaja, from the amazing Summer Madness, coming to the mighty St. Albans real soon. We're going to learn all about that. And we've also got Jim Lewis, Director of Communications, Admissions and Development from St. Columbus College here in St. Albans, where these guys are going to unite in fusion with a mega event coming up just after Christmas. Can't wait to learn all about that. But just right now, to kick things off, as it were, Michael Wallace, welcome back to Verum Sports.
Good afternoon. Thank you, Tony, for having me back again. First and foremost, I must apologies from Ashley Levin, the other co-founder of Kickoff at 3. I think he's got a sore head from his 30th birthday celebration. So happy birthday to Ashley. And unfortunately, he couldn't be with us, but he sends his warm greetings to you and all the team at Vernon Sport.
Well, a belated happy birthday, Mr. Levine. We know you're a top, top man, and always, as you know, and I'm sure we're going to learn throughout this conversation, it's all about partnership. It's about working collaboration. And I always love this one, Michael. It's one of my favourites, where you say, better than most, you go quick alone, but you achieve more in a group as a pack. I love that one.
Yes, it's. I'll specify a little bit more. It's, you run fast alone, but you go so much further as a group. And as a group, we are here today with Teo and Jim. It's about collaborative work. It's about supporting one another. And it's all. This is about, not about us, it's about our young people.
Absolutely. That is the most important thing to always retain focus on. It is that underlying ethos that unites everybody here in this room today. Michael, you are a friend of the show. It's always great to have you on. But just in case people have never heard you before, just give us a brief reminder about Kickoff at 3, how it began and what you guys are all about.
Kickoff at 3 is a social initiative that was set up by myself, Michael Wallace, and Ashley Levin, myself, a serving police officer. Ashley Levin, he's a bus driver. Not there's anything wrong with a bus driver, but it's the whole concept is about the police and the community coming together. We set it up in 2017, supporting a charity named the African Caribbean Leukemia Trust, founded by Owen Lewis and Beverly DeGale, in support of those suffering with leukemia. Unfortunately, they lost their son, Daniel DeGale, at the age of 21 to leukemia. So we wanted to support, raise the awareness and bring young people and community together for ultimate cause. And from there onwards, we've actually, as you would say, it's been a bit of a juggernaut. We've fast forward to 2019. We've engaged approximately 4,000 young people. We are actually saving lives. A young person that took part in our national final last year, from Durham, an amazing young man. He stepped forward, calls to arms. He registered on the Bloodstone Register, and by the grace of God, he was found to be a match for family. So we are bringing young people, we are bringing communities together, all for an invaluable cause and so much more causes.
Yeah, and again, so many different partnerships working, literally saving lives. But for me, underneath that, so much of the narrative in the press these days is the kind of the knife culture, the gang culture that's kind of never seems to go away. And what I really appreciate, valued from the get-go, Michael, is that you're not naive. You don't imagine that the opportunities that you provide will be a magic wand that will eradicate this. However, what you are doing is shifting the focus, shifting the narrative, and providing real amazing opportunities for young people to engage together as a community, again nationally, to unite through sport, music, poetry, a whole heap of other things. And it is just a beacon of hope in what is often, when you just turn on the news, apparently quite a dark world right now.
Yes, certainly, Tony. Only this morning or last night, there was two more stabbings in Ealing. That's actually Teo's own community. So, you know, it's close to home. Things are happening close to home. And, you know, wherever people live, as a true testimony, it's happening on our doorstep. So this could be our own son. This could be our own daughter. So we, as a community, we as organisations, we have a responsibility to change that narrative, to empower, to encourage, and really come together, because this has to stop. This can't go on. So we must come together in support of one another.
Absolutely. And again, it's always with no ego, Michael, which I truly value. However, I am a believer in giving massive credit where it's due, because all of these, and I'm going to list them off in a minute, and it's super impressive, add credibility. And in the world, that word credibility gives you then empowerment and almost ramps up the juggernaut to another level, another gear, if you would. Listen to what 2019 has been. Phenomenal. You've won Middlesex FA Grassroots Football Project of the Year. This is a real amazing one to me, literally saluting you. Premier League Black Writers Grassroots Community Project of the Year 2019. St Albans Business Chambers Awards Community Champion nominee 2019. And the Metropolitan Police Officer Commendation 2019 for services to the community and charity sector. Michael, what a great year for yourself personally, and kick off at 3-2.
Thank you, Tony. To be honest, there again, I have to thank my family. I have to thank Ashley. I have to thank the Black Police Association. And I have to thank all my colleagues within the police who have believed and supported us. And there's some amazing people out there who've, and the community members. To be honest, I fear to start listing them, because I think I'll miss somebody off. So they all know who they are. I need to say a big special thank you to Bedfordshire Police, mm-hmm. Liz Mead, Kim D. Lamb and Jackie Spear, who really believed in the ethos of Kickoff of Three and took it to Bedfordshire. And there's so many other people, you know, Andy Jules from the PS9 Northern Ireland, where we're going to Northern Ireland next month, 9th of January, to meet with him and the Irish FA to really empower further what we're doing. So there's so many. Teo, you know, we brought the tip of the three into the fold, and we're linking in with Teo and Summer Madness UK. It's combined. It's not just about the football. It's about our young people. So a big thank you to so many. Dr. Angela Herbert, Mr. Lever Lawrence, Paul Cannaval, Marcus Gale, Roger East, ambassadors and people just supported. There's so many, but just thank you all for all the great support.
Absolutely. The juggernaut rolls on and so many people involved. One of those massively involved, really connected, is Teo. And Teo, one of these days I will get your surname right. It's on my to-do list. Teo Odulajag, welcome back to Verum Sports.
Firstly, can I just say, good attempt, because I've heard far worse. you haven't done bad. Thank you. Can I just say as well, good afternoon. Obviously, it's always humbling to be invited back and very honouring. So thanks for having me. Very much appreciated. Michael, couldn't have put it any better. Wow, how do I follow that up?
Well, listen, first and foremost, remind us all of how Summer Madness fused with Kickoff at Three to create Tip Off at Three, and how you guys got together.
I think it's just a common belief and seeing and acting upon instinct and what trying to make a difference. Michael's of that nature. He sees the bigger picture, so to speak, as do I. However, my background's mainly basketball. Been around a lot of young people, obviously a father myself. We can make a difference, but rather than talking about it, let's lead by action, lead by example.
And you've been doing that literally for several years now. Summer Madness, based in Brighton, become very, very well recognised. And similarly, again, isn't going to magic things better, but what it does do, again, very strong synergy with Kickoff at Three, is provide those opportunities for young people to engage, to apply energy positively, to channel resources. And in a world where so many centres are closing, resources being put away, again, you really are slowly but surely going to help rebuild the mentality.
We have to change the narrative. I mean, that's not something that's going to happen overnight. But where I feel, and clearly I'm not alone in that, is that by coming together, we've tried doing the individual thing. That's a result. Look at where we are now. It's not working. It's actually doing quite the opposite. So let's change the narrative and let's just start trying to support each other and start embracing and coming together as a people. Was, you know, put the differences aside. Differences can be viewed as strengths.
Indeed. And tell you, for me, one thing that I really appreciate about yourself personally is that when you talk about the ability of sport to change lives, to change that narrative, it's super authentic because you've lived that, haven't you? Just remind us briefly of that.
I mean, I'm a former basketball player, played professionally. I was known on the streetball circuit, which is basically basketball in the summer, outdoors in the park, sort of was quite successful with it. Slam dunking was my thing, was very well known for that. We did a TV show, travelled around Europe. It was on the Extreme Channel?
Yeah.
Very highly viewed, so on. So I have been around. I have travelled, thankfully, through basketball. One thing I will say of Summer Madness, although basketball being the main vehicle, it started with and continues to be, it has just grown into so much more than just a sports-based thing. Effectively, the words that sum it up is it's now a community hub, a platform where those that have talents to showcase come to us. We want to amplify that.
Come on down.
Volunteer and get some experience behind you. Get involved. You know, we've got stuff for you to do. And as well as that, we've managed it along the way. It's our 10th year going into 2020, just to meet some fantastic like-minded organisations in different industries, not just limited to sports. Or we now got music, we've got arts, we've got dancing, we've got kids' sides. It's
a bonanza,
that's
man.
That's what it's about, you know.
Well, I tell you what, you've wet the whistle, you've built it up. And Summer Madness, in the heart of winter, just a few days after Christmas, is coming here to St Albans. Right. It's going to come to the amazing St Columba's College. Looking forward to learning a bit more about that in a second with James. But come on, Tao, tell us what we can expect. Not just amazing basketball, but like you say, a whole bonanza. Feed the whistle, build the picture.
Previously, Summer Madness has delivered events pretty much once a year specific to Brighton in the summer, just the big bang in the height of summer.
Yeah.
And it's free and so on. But over the years, we're slowly starting to expand and grow, meeting other, obviously, fantastic, as I say, organisations willing to get involved. So it's now starting to spread. We normally deliver a tournament format. We feel that's very, very restrictive with not enough planning. We just want something to be put on for the community and kids that, yes, it is very much basketball orientated, but what we're trying to do is for everyone that isn't of an elite stature, there's something to do. A well-known fact is around this time of year, every gym, every basketball league venue shuts down. There is no provisions from the professional level right down through to the community level. So we've just decided to come together and put on a community event where it's a turn up and play. We've got free coaching. We've got a bit opportunity to try wheelchair basketball for free, get involved, men's, ladies, juniors, disability, all come down, you know, in one place. There'll be music, there'll be lots of giveaways, and it's a very fun, festive feel. So there's no stress to it, no formalities. You don't need to have a team. Just turn up on the day and let's come together and enjoy the time of year we can be together.
What better way to run off that Christmas pud and all those extra turkeys?
This is it. A lot of turkey, man.
That's it.
The league starts back, I think, the first weekend in January.
Friday, 27th of December. It's going to be at St. Columba's College here in St. Albans. And tell us how that came to be. A little bit more about St. Columba's College. Welcome for the first time to the show. We've got Jim Lewis, Director of Communications, Admissions and Development from the aforementioned St. Columba's College. Welcome to Verum Sports.
Oh, thank you very much indeed, Tony. It's really, really, really good to be here and to support Michael and Tao, particularly in the kickoff at three and the tip-off at three. I'd like to say it was a real happy coincidence. I'm a member of the Chamber of Commerce here in St Albans and was judging the Community Champions Award, for which Michael and Ashley were nominated, made the top five. And I think, not that it was meant to be, but the interview actually happened at St Columba's College. And I'm not sure whether Michael had ever been to Columba's College
never,
or actually before. Never.
Lovely school.
And of course,
lovely
and
school.
So I walked them through our gym. And for anybody who knows St. Columba's College, I think the basketball gym was probably built before anything else. We were refounded in 1955 by American brothers, and the first thing they built was the gym. And it's been the host for county finals ever since. It was the first sprung wooden floor. I mean, everything about it is very, very special, and we have a really unique history in terms of basketball. So it's a wonderful fit. And I can say Michael wasn't slow.
I can see Michael's eyes lighting up walking around the
And you know what? what a delight for us to be able to facilitate something very, very, very special. And, you know, that interview with Michael and Ashley was a real eye-opener. And you can see how passionate they are. So just to be a small part to help them with what they're doing and Teo and so on is amazing.
It's so special, though, isn't it, when people recognise like-minded people and, again, embrace and come together for the benefit of all, isn't it?
100%. 100%. And I think, you know, we were talking earlier on about collaborations and both the guys have talked about collaboration. And I think sometimes, you know, when you live in St Albans, you really live in a bubble. It's not a normal part of the UK. And I think you need things like this. And you need people to come together to actually make things a reality and actually open people's eyes up. And we, you know, collaboration is everything. You know, everything we ever do is about collaboration, and education is hugely important. You know, schools have a massive, massive role in educating kids, and not every kid gets the greatest start in life, and that leads to all sorts of problems. So we have that, you know, schools in St Albans experience that as well. So to have this opportunity over a festive period where a lot of them could be sitting on their backsides around the streets doing things that are of no use, no benefit, to be able to come in and spend a whole day with these guys and the fun, the coaching, but more importantly is actually meeting new people, making friendships. You know, I only went to school to play sport. That's why I turned up every day. And from that, it's not just teamwork and collaboration. It's about humility, learning how to lose properly, learning how to win properly. All my best mates over the years are through playing club sports, whether it's rugby, football, cricket, it's huge.
And that's why we love sport. When you talk to some of the greats, the elites, I've been fortunate just this last calendar year to talk to Daley Thompson and Sally Gunnell.
Wow.
And the amazing humility that they exude is astonishing. The complete lack of ego and the recognition that all their individual success, although they put in all the grind, but was only really possible by dint of coaches, family making sacrifices and all of that. The thing is, though, as we all know, we're not all privileged to have a role model family or a school environment. You might feel disengaged. So once again, it's awesome that kickoff at three, that Summer Madness and tip off at three, and the ethos there expressed from you and the Senate, I'm sure, or many other educators here, allow that almost second awakening of an opportunity. And Michael, what I really love about the kickoff at three, amongst so many other things, is the absolute respect given to the very haunting minute silence that is a unique point of all your kickoff at three events. And it just reminds me of what utter respect people will have and show young people when they are in that culture of respect.
Yes, certainly. I mean, it's something that is our symbol of what we do. It's actually something that, since I met myself and Teo, and Ashley, we've linked up and seen what Summer Madness UK do. It's something they have been doing as well. And it shows that like-minded of bringing everybody together, reflecting, irrespective of culture, race, religion. At this moment in time, you know, there's a lot of hate crime going on. There's a lot of, you know, sensitive issues. We need to bring everybody together. You know, whether you're a Protestant Catholic, whether you're Jewish, whether you're Asian, you know, whether you're Caribbean, you know, it's about coming together. And that's what we do, kickoff at three, and then linking in with Summer Madness UK, tip-off at three, etc. It's bringing all like-minded together, call to arms, hand to hand, glove to glove, reflecting for that minute.
It's powerful. You can feel it. I think that to echo that, it's beyond words.
Yes.
And you can't really appreciate that until you stood there.
Literally, action in its silence speaks 1,000 words, and it's really, really potent. To learn more about kickoff at three, and again, when I always do this, I want to remind everybody that all this that has been made possible, so many beautiful things, this juggernaut's not going to stop, but it's done out of love, passion, no ego, but it's done entirely off the own back, lots of individuals working as unison, but Everything has a cost, of course it does. So if you're a listening business willing to support, or if you're somebody out there with just a time and energy or connections to offer, please do engage, because again, it's how we all unite and share that we will all get to a much better scenario. Michael, please tell us the best way we can learn more about Kickoff at Three and all the great things that are on the cards, not just in the run-up to this year, but 2020 and beyond.
Yes, thank you for that opportunity. You can find Kickoff 3, you can find Tip Up 3 on all social media platforms. We're on Twitter, we're on Facebook, we're on Instagram. I'm quite active on Twitter, so you'll regularly see
always
me
just tires me out, just watching.
but you can also find us through our website, which is www.kickoff, all in one word, at, as in at AT.
Yep.
The number 3.co.uk. Let me repeat that again. It's www.kickoff@at3.co.uk. Just Google our name, Kickoff 3. You'll find us and you'll see what we're doing. I must take this opportunity, please. I know it's time is short, and but I must give a very, very humble thank you to the Black Police Association for all their support since we co-founded in 2017. We must say a big thank you to the Royal Air Force, that you've had them on your show.
Indeed.
Support, all their support that they're giving us. Stuart Page, Sergeant Stuart Page, Sergeant Siobhan Bramrock, and we have a new partner now, Sportside. You'll see the new partnership into 2020. You know, Zane, Marissa and Sav, they are amazing people that will be supporting Kickoff 3 with our new venture into 2020. So just a big humble thank you. Dr. Angela Herbert for the Violent Crime Board, Mr. Neville Lawrence, Paul Cannaval, just Roger East, Marcus Gale, thank you so much. All those who have supported us throughout 2019. Thank you, everybody.
And beyond, and looking forward, of course, to you maybe be joining that fold and helping the Juggernaut Kickoff at Three grow. Do check them out across all forms of social media. Find them online. Teo, now yourself. For Summer Madness, where can we learn more and engage, and likewise offer support, partnership and new strands to your awesome bow?
I think just the obvious, we're on all social medias as Summer Madness UK. Website's www.summermadnessuk.com. So again, the new website will be going live on the 1st of January with our new roadshow up and down the country. But just prior to that, I'd like to make a quick point, just to say we've been trying to get a venue to work with us since our summer event in August, in July, and obviously since August we've been trying to track down an event to be able to deliver this. So for me personally, I just want to say, Jim, you know, thank you so much. I think it goes again beyond words, and thank you for just seeing the opportunity. We won't let you down, and I think you'll be pleasantly impressed. It's not been easy to be able to find a venue, and look at how it's come about through a collaboration through our partner. We've gone as far as Leicestershire looking for venues, and it's not been easy. And well, here we go in St Albans.
I've got to tell you, personally delighted that it is here in the mighty city of St Albans. And it feels appropriate in closing then, Jim, just to bring you back into the conversation. I guess just your final thoughts again. St Columbus, where can we learn more? And just remind us, the 27th of December, your great school, the venue, and where maybe we can find a little bit more information just to engage. And like I say, get involved with this. It's going to be fun.
Both the guys have got huge social media platforms. They've got great websites. We've looked at all of that. So please do follow that. Come and join us. There's masses of space. We can take as many kids as you want. We really, really would look forward to welcoming you there. The last thing I want to add to everything here, you know, what we talk about at Columbus is happiness, confidence and success. And I think sometimes people forget that actually a lot of these kids who are in trouble aren't confident.
Yes.
They give the impression they are, but actually it's mirroring their real feelings. And I think, you know, if you run any kind of events or any kind of support network that brings that happiness, that support, that collaboration, but most importantly, a confidence that's real and true, that's where the springboard is for them to go forward and actually make the most of these opportunities, and if necessary, change their lives around, etc., etc. So, yeah, just to be a part of that, is fantastic. So I really, really, really would ask people to support these guys because it's truly inspirational what they're doing. And we're just very, very happy to be a small part of it. And I hope that this actually would be a long-term collaboration. You know, we'd love to be hosting this on a regular basis. So,
thank you.
Good music and positive vibes throughout.
And lots of freebies and giveaways, believe me.
Honestly, what more can you ask for? Where on earth would you rather be than at St. Columbus College for community basketball? Open run, open fun, kick-off at 3, tip-off at 3. The amazing facilities there, almost borderline state-of-the-art at St. Columbus College. It's going to be amazing. Friday, December the 27th, here in St. Albans. Get there. You will not regret it. Engage with all of these three wonderful human beings across all forms of social media and find out more. Gentlemen, for me, to one and indeed all, thank you for your time, your energy, and your eternal commitment to very good causes. I want to wish you all a very Merry Christmas and thank you again for coming in today.
Thank you, Tony. Brilliant. Really great opportunity.
Thank you, Tony. Thank you very much.